Today we present lesson number 9 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Chulin, in which we will complete the second perek. We will be studying the 9th and 10th Mishnayos of the second perek. Perek Beis, Mishneh Tes, and Mishneh Yud. We learned yesterday a bit about the complications which arise because of the possibilities of performing a shechita for the purposes of idol worship, of Avodah Zorah. The Mishnah continues with this theme. Ein shochtin lo letoch yamim. It is not proper to shecht into the sea, for lo utoch nahoros, nor into a river. The reason being, because the observer might think that the shechita is being performed because of the sar shel yam, because of the deity, the so-called god of the sea, or the god of the rivers. For lo lesoch kelim, nor should a person shecht into a vessel, because this would appear that he is trying to gather the blood from the animal in order to sprinkle it upon the altar of an idol. Aval shochet hu l'toch ugo shel mayim. A person is permitted to shecht into a basin, a tub of water. Meaning that it is only into an empty vessel that he is not permitted to shecht, because it would appear that he's gathering blood to sprinkle it for idolatrous purposes. But if the vessel contains water, then obviously he's not doing it to gather blood for idolatry. The Gemara explains that this is only true if the blood if the water is cloudy, dirty, in some way, so that if you look in that water, you don't see a reflection. However, if the water is clear, so that the shochet sees his reflection in the water, then it is not permissible to shecht into a basin full of water, because people will say, look at this fellow, he's worshipping his reflection in the water. This is the Greek myth of Narcissus. He's so in love with his own image that he's shechting to it. Uvasfino al gabe kelim. For persons on the ship, it's permitted for him to shecht upon vessels, with the blood then flowing from the vessels down into the sea. Because in this case, the observer will say, the reason he's shechting upon these vessels is because he doesn't want to get the ship full of blood. The Mishnah continues, Ein shochatin leguma kol ikor. To shecht into a ditch or a hole in the ground is not permitted at all, even in one's own home, in the privacy of one's home. Because the minim, certain sectarian sect of idol worshippers, would shecht bedafka into a hole so that the blood would gather there. Avol oseh guma besoch beiso b'shvil shikones hadam lesocho. It is permissible to make a hole in the floor of one's home. In those days, of course, most floors were earthen floors. And so that he is shechting outside the guma, not directly into the guma, into the hole in the ground. But the blood will flow into the hole of the ground. Uvashuk lo ya'asekein. In the street, in the public, one should not do that. In other words, one should not shecht even outside the guma with the blood flowing into the guma. Shelo yichakez haminim. Because that would be imitating this group of this idolatrous sect known as minim, following their customs. Normally, there's a rule that if the Chachamim say that something is prohibited because of Maris Ayin, because people will look at it and suspect whatnot, suspect in this case idolatry, so then not only can you not do it in public where there are witnesses to suspect that you might be doing some idolatrous worship, but you can't even do it b'chadrei chadorim, in your innermost privacy. However, that's only true in a case where a person who does it in private, had he been discovered, people would say, oh, look what he's doing in private. He's performing some idolatrous practice. But here, in his home, when he is deliberately shechting on a slope or something so that the blood flows into the hole in the ground, it's apparent to the observer that he's only doing it so that the rest of his home not become full of blood. So therefore, it's permissible to do it babayis, in such a case, osa guma betoch peso b'shvil shiyikones adam letocha, but he should not do it in the shuk, in public. The next Mishnah Yud, goes on to teach us a very important halacha, an interesting one. If a person shechts a behemas chulin, an animal which is not a korban, ordinary animal, and he shechts it with the intention that it serve as a korban which he could donate voluntarily, such as an ola or a shlomim. If a person does that, his shechita is invalid. Even though mitzad ha-din, it shouldn't be invalid, because after all, he's not shechting a korban, he's shechting an ordinary animal. This animal has not been designated as a korban ola. He's shechting just a cow and has in mind that he should be an ola. It should be for the purposes of an ola, which is just empty thoughts. He's shechting it l'shem korban. That is not hegdish. You have to first say, hare zu ola. Then shechting it would be shechting a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. But nevertheless, since this korban, ola, let's say, or shlomim, for which he is shechting it in his own mind, as mistaken, as weird as this is not, and since he could designate something as an ola or a shlomim, because it's a voluntary korban, it's baba neder, it's baba nedava, it can come out of a voluntary act, so we're concerned that the observer will see, look, this guy's shechting an animal. And he's saying, oi, harezeh. He's not saying harezeh ola. He's saying, I am shechting this l'shem ola. I'm saying this for the shechting this for the purposes of an ola. So we're concerned that maybe the observer would think that he was makdish this behemoth for that korban. And then they would see, oh, this person is bringing a korban ola and shechting it in downtown Miami. And he's shechting kachim b'chutz. He's shechting korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside Yerushalayim. Outside the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So therefore they made a gzera that if a person shechts outside anywhere, he shechts an animal and has in mind l'shem korban olo, l'shem korban shlomim, the shechita is posel. However, the halacha is that suppose he shechts for a korban which is not baba neder nedava. He shechts, for example, for a korban chatos. And as far as we know, this person has done nothing to deserve the kapora, to require the kapora of a korban chatos. And the korban chatos is not baba neder nedava. You can't voluntarily decide you're going to give a korban chatos. So therefore, if he shechts stam an animal of chulin, and says, I'm shechting this l'shem korban chatos, the shechita is not posel. Because we understand these are divrei havoi. He's just saying nonsense words. This is not a korban. Whatever he's saying is l'shem chatos means nothing. And therefore, there's no gzera and the shechita is kosher. This reasoning, which I just tried to explain to you, is the rationale behind the following Mishnah. Mishnah Yud. Hashochet l'shem ola. If a person shechts, having in mind, I'm shechting this for the purposes of an ola, or l'shem zvachim, for the purposes of korban ol shlomim, or l'shem osham toloi. And osham toloi is a korban which comes for a suffik avera, when a person is not sure, did he do an avera or did he not do an avera? If the avera is of that category of averos, that had he definitely done it, but done it b'shogeg, done it unintentionally, but he knows that he did it, he would be mechoyev a karban chatos. If he doesn't know if he did it, for example, there's two biscuits in front of him, and it's the middle of Pesach. One is chometz gomor, and the other is matzah. And he doesn't know which one he ate. He ate one of the two. So if he ate the matzah, b'shogeg, forgot it was Pesach or whatever, then he would be mechoyev a karban chatos. Now that he does not know, did he eat the chometz, did he eat the matzah, so he's mechoyev a karban osham toloi. Now, Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, minority opinion, but that's his opinion, that misnadev adam osham toloi b'chol yom, that an osham toloi can be brought voluntarily, because we all have our doubts, did we sin, did we not sin, so therefore he argues that since libo nokfo, a person is so concerned, so nervous, oh, maybe I sinned, he can voluntarily bring an osham toloi. So an osham toloi, therefore, is listed now as among those karbonos which are bo'im b'neder u'nedova, which can be donated, designated voluntarily. L'shem Pesach, or he shechts a karbon, L'shem Pesach. He doesn't designate the animal, the sheep, or the lamb, Harezu Korban Pesach Shali. But rather he takes an animal of Chulin and says it should be shechted now L'shem Pesach. And a person can be mafrish a Korban Pesach all year long. Doesn't have to do it b'dafka the few days before Pesach. If he is makrivit before Pesach, it becomes a shlomim. But it's a voluntary act. L'shem Toda. Or he decides he deserves to thank God, so he's going to shech this chulin animal, l'shem toda. L'shem toda, toda is basically a shlomim. In all these situations, shchitoso pesula. The shchita is puzzle because of what I explained in the introduction. Because in all these cases, the observer can say, well, if he's shechting this Pesach l'shem, this carbon l'shem Pesach, he must have designated this animal as a carbon Pesach. If he's shechting it l'shem osham toloi, he must have designated this animal in osham toloi. And there he's shechting it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and he's eating it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, an animal which is shechted b'chutz can be eaten. It's a terrible mistake. So therefore, Chazal said, such a shechita for the list that we just learned, Ola, Zvochim, osham toloi, etc., the shechita is pesula. However, for Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon is not concerned, Rashi tells us, because of Maris Ayin in such a situation. People understand, this guy's some nutcase, he's taking a behema of chulin, and he's shechting it l'shem korban Pesach, and here it is Chanukah time. Whatever he's thinking and saying doesn't mean anything, it's a kosher shechit, it's not a korban, etc. They won't suspect that maybe he's designated korbanos when there's not even a Beis HaMikdash any longer. So anyway, Rav Shimon Machshir. The halacha is not like Rav Shimon. The halacha is like the Tanna Kamma. The Mishnah continues, Shnayim ochazin basakin v'shochtin. If two people, presumably shutfim, partners, they both own this animal, and they're both simultaneously shechting with one long knife, echod l'shem echod mikol elu, one of them has in mind, this is going to be, has in mind that specifies, we hear him say, oh, this what animal we're shechting now is going to be l'shem shlomim, or shem ola, or whatever. V'yechod l'shem davakasha. And the other one looks at him and says, Mr. Partner, you're nuts. There's no carbon ola here, no carbon shlomim here. This is just going to be meat for tomorrow's meal. Echad l'shem davar kosher, shchitosam besula. The shchita is puzzle because one of them had this improper machshava to shecht l'shem korban and therefore can be suspected of being of shechting kochim b'chutz. However, the Mishnah says, suppose hashochet l'shem chatos, the person shechts for a korban which cannot come just stam voluntarily, can only come as a result of some obligation, like a korban chatas, which can only designate an animal a korban chatas if you sinned the type of sin that requires a korban chatas, or l'shem or shom vaday, or if you did one of those sins which like oshem gzelos, oshem meilos, etc., which require a korban oshem, or l'shem b'chor. You have an animal which is the oldest, firstborn animal of your female cow or whatever. So then you're obligated to bring that as a korban, but you can't stam go over to an animal and say, ha, you're a bechor, when it's really the tenth born. Well, the shame ma'aseh too. It's only an animal which comes at ma'aseh behema, only comes out of an obligation. The shame tamura, or it's shechted for an animal which is a tamura, which also is not something which comes voluntarily. In all these situations, shchitoso kashera. I should specify, in the case of tamura, you can't make a tamura unless you have another animal already designated as a korban. The Gemara says, in such a case, we're not concerned with marasayim. Shchitoso kashera. In all these examples, we're not choshesh to say, oh, he must have just been makdish this animal, designated this animal as a korban, and he shechting kodshim b'chutz. Because all of these korbanos do not come b'neder u'nedava. They cannot come voluntarily. They can only come out of an obligation. And if he indeed was obligated to bring a korban chatos, we would know about it. If someone violated Shabbos b'shogeg, we would know about it. And this guy didn't do it. So if he's shechting something to shame korban chatos, he's just speaking nonsense, and we can ignore what he said. Zehaklal. The bottom line rule is, kol davar shen nidor v'nidov, any korban which can be designated at a voluntary state of mind, hashochet l'shmo, if a person shechts for that korban, for that ola shlavim, etc., also the shechita is posel. And the Gemara explained that this zehaklal is marbe olas nozir. By olas nozir, we don't say, oh, if the fellow was truly a Nazir, the whole world would know. He would know he's walking around with long hair. He doesn't go to funerals. No. And therefore, they would say, we don't have to be concerned this is a real Olas Nazir. He's not a Nazir. I saw him take a haircut a couple of weeks back. No, we are concerned that maybe he quietly, privately became a Nazir. The minimum Naziris is 30 days. A person doesn't take a haircut for 30 days, doesn't go to a funeral for 30 days, not so noticeable. So therefore, we are afraid of Maris Ayin, and the Shechita is Pesula. That's Zehaklal. And the Mishnah continues and concludes, V'she'eino nidov v'nidov, something which cannot be given voluntarily. It can only be given when there is an obligation. And presumably, we would know if this person was obligated to bring this korban, and we know he's not obligated. Hashochet l'shmo kosher, so if he has in mind to shecht for such a type of a korban, the shechita is kosher. This zehaklal, the Gemara tells us, is marba and olas hayoledes. The ola that hayoledes has to bring. Because even though this is something which... because Anisha Yoledes is something which we would know. In other words, we would know that this woman gave birth. That's something that's usually a secret. And since we don't know, we don't have to be choshesh for this person's machshava, and the shechita is kosher. And so we have finished lesson number 9, and in the process concluded the second perek of Maseches of Mishnayos, Maseches Chulin.